Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Coco Radio. We are talking about rules to follow when lending money to friends and family. 想聊聊借钱给家人朋友的法则。Always put the loan in writing. 借款需有书面记录。Memories fade. Priorities get shifty. And clashing opinions over what you originally agreed.To can cause problems between friends or family, says Prakash, a finance specialist at Fit Small Business and a former business attorney. 普里扬卡现任 Fit Small Business 的金融专家，也曾是一名商业的律师。他表示，记忆退化、重心转移以及对原先共识产生分歧，都有可能使自己和朋友、家人之间造成困扰。Another benefit to having the amount and conditions in writing, drawing up an officially loan document makes it more likely that the borrower would take the loan seriously and pay it back on time. So if you missed a payment,This is the piece of paper that we'll look at that will help us to decide what to do. So it moves the friendship out of the way. That's Ellie.
借款金额和条件有书面记录的话，有另外的一个好处，就是制定正式借款文件会使借款人更认真地对待此事，并增加按时还钱的几率。Alice 补充道，如果没有收到还款，我们可以根据借款文件形式，这时候呢就得把友谊放在另外一边了。
When registered nurse Lisa Scholar 49 decided to help a colleague enroll in a nursing assistant program, she wanted the $1,500 loan agreement on paper. I saw this woman at the office every dayBut I still thought it was best to put everything in writing to make sure we both understood what we were getting into. Remembers, Scholar.
49岁的注册护士丽莎在帮助同事报名参加护理项目的时候呢，就把借给同事的$1,500报名费制成了纸质的借款协议。同时他表示，虽然说我天天都在医院工作，都能看见他，但是我觉得最好还是把各种细节都记录下来，做到有章可循，这样子呢，能够确保两个人都明白应该做什么。
Her foresight paid off. There was a check waiting for me every 2 weeks, as we had agreed. There was a check waiting for me every 2 weeks, as we had agreed. And I feel great seeing...What an amazing nursing assistant she became for our practice, she says.
她的远见颇有成效，她说就和我们当初说好的那样，把借款分成几份偿还，她每两周就会给我支票。当她看到因为这段时间的护理实践变成了一个了不起的护士的时候，我不知道有多高兴呢。
You can draft a simple personal loan agreement without hiring an attorney,Prakash says. But more complex deals, for example, if they involved collateral or involved more than $10,000, may require a lawyer to be involved.
当然呢，普拉卡神认为，个人借款可以不用请律师，只要起一份简单的借贷协议即可。但如果比较复杂的交易，比如说涉及到抵押品或者金额超过$10,000的时候呢，最好呢还是请一个律师。
Ideally, a loan agreement should be dated and state the loan amount, due date for paying back in full, the payment schedule and any agreed upon late payment fee.Or interest, for contact information for the lawyer and the borrower, and both of your signatures, either handwritten or electronic, are important, says Parrish.
普拉什表示，一份理想的借款协议呢，应该注明日期和借款金额，在偶然全额还清借款的期限、还款计划以及协商好的滞纳金。或利息，债权人和债务人的完整联系方式，双方的签名。 手写或者电子版都非常重要。
A flower needs help pulling a formal document together. They can adopt to search online for a promissory note template, which states the promise to pay someone back, and can help ensure that all the important details are covered. In most states, a promissory note just needs to be signed by the borrower to be valid. But it's better if you sign too, so that the intent of both parties is clear should you have to go to court. Tirash says,
如果债权人在起草正式文件的时候需要帮助，可以在网上搜索借据模板，模板注有债务人保证归还债务的承诺，并确保所有的重要细节都包含在内。在很多一些州呢，借据需要有债务人的签字极为有效，但是债权人最好也在上面签字。这样子的话呢，双方的意向都很明确，即使有一天不得不走上法庭，也是有白纸黑字的证据啊，对吧？
OK, that's what we talk about today.
以上就是我们今天聊到的小话题，借钱给家人或者朋友的法则。
We should follow when lending money to friends and family. Always put the law in writing.
借款需有书面记录。OK, 如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio, 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki Ansaki 找到我，同时也可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 UKKI